Good morning. Not nearly as cool this morning as in recent mornings across interior New York and New England, as a mid to high level deck of clouds have been rolling across our skies, keeping temperatures up overnight, and most everyone waking up in the 30s to lower 40s on this Friday morning. We'll continue to see clouds mixing in with sunshine on a south-southwest breeze today. And with the higher starting point, that little bit of sunshine will allow temperatures to climb through the 40s and into the lower to mid-50s on average for daytime highs. A cold front will slide through the region tonight, keeping skies partly to mostly cloudy, but it will be dry, and temperatures will average around 40 for overnight lows. On the other side of this front to start the weekend tomorrow, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds but cooler air with highs in the upper 40s. In fact, it'll drop back into the 20s on Saturday night and a dry and chilly start to the day Sunday before the next disturbance approaches from the Ohio Valley and into the eastern Great Lakes. So morning sunshine on Sunday will give way to increasing clouds, and this will keep temperatures on the cooler side in the lower to mid-40s for daytime highs. And as that system draws closer, we can expect a chance of rain by the end of the day on Sunday, but especially on Sunday night. As that system continues to lift through the region, we'll continue to see some showers early in the day on Monday before we dry out with partly sunny skies in the afternoon, pushing temperatures up back toward 50. High pressure will build in on Monday afternoon and stick around on Tuesday with sunshine and cooler temperatures with highs around 40. The next system will approach for Wednesday, sunshine giving way to clouds and a chance of rain by the end of the day in the lower 40s, and some of those showers could stick around for Thanksgiving morning before we return to sunshine in the afternoon with highs near 50. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the seemingly never-ending stretch of unsettled weather in the Pacific Northwest is about ready to break for at least a short period of time. More coastal and valley rain and mountain snow is on tap today, but most lower elevations will dry out through the day. High pressure will then build in overhead, producing a dry and seasonal start to the weekend. Also, gusty winds and low relative humidity will produce a favorable fire weather environment. Elevated risks from the Storm Prediction Center and red flag warnings have been issued as a result from the plains to the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, from the plains to the East Coast, abnormally mild temperatures for the middle of November are likely today, with daily temperature anomalies ranging between 10 and 25 degrees above normal. Much above normal temperatures are also likely in the Southwest, where a few daily record highs may be challenged. Saturday's warmest temperatures will be focused across the southern third of the United States and along the East Coast. Much of the South can expect high temperatures in the 70s, while the Mid-Atlantic will have highs in the 60s. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 30 degrees on a west wind at 64, gusting to 71 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 3 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 30, 65% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 21, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 16, the average temperature 28, that's 11 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.15 inches for the month and 30.82 inches for the year, which is 4.39 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month, which is 1.1 inches below normal, and 1.2 inches for the season, which is now 2/10 of an inch of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high 72 set in 1991, and the record low 6 in 1986. Sunrise this morning 6:54 a.m., sunset this evening 4:28 p.m., 9 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday with late-day rain likely in the lower to mid-40s. Morning showers on Monday giving way to partly sunny skies near 50. Sunny near 40 on Tuesday. Sunshine giving way to clouds with late day rain on Wednesday, lower 40s. And showers on Thanksgiving Day in the morning. Sunshine in the afternoon with highs around 50. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.